A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 6th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the indaba between President Robert Mugabe and the war veterans.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on 11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com, and www.voishona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the meeting between President Robert Mugabe and the war veterans.
About 10,000 war veterans who have been caught up in ZANU-PF factional fights that have also sucked in the Army, Police, Central Intelligence Organization, and the government ministries are expected to meet with President Mugabe tomorrow after months of trading barbs.
Zimbabwe Liberation War Veterans Association Secretary General Victor Matemadanda said the main objective of the meeting would be the setting up of a military commission that would, among other issues, advise the ruling party and the ruling party's Politburo and help protect the country's legacy. Mr. Mugabe has already made it clear that he will not tolerate the interference of the war veterans in the succession disputes in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Wonguka hama wadiwa nasi, itadauti tinge tishitaura nezwe mtsangano waka kosha zvikuru urikuitwa mangwana pakati pe mutungamiri wenyika apa Robert Mugabe nevakarwa hondo yerusununguko kuri kuedza kugadzirisa zvinhu mubato rezanu-PF iro rapindwa napongwe. Pari zvino zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka, inongova bata murefu bata mupfupi. Nyaya iri kunetsa mubato ndeyekuti ndiani achatora chigaro chavamugabe kana vachinge vaenda pamudyira ndigere kana kusiya matomu. Pane zvikwata zviri zviri kunetsana, chimwe chiri kunzi Team Lacoste chiri kutsigira mumwe mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa, kuchitiwo chimwe chichinzi Generation 40 chine vechidiki banyana banyana vanotemwa dzinobva ropa vari kutsigira naiwo namai Grace Mugabe, zvabva zvaita kuti mubato Gibbs zvina hazvina kumira zvakanaka kunzima
kunzima foito kutova kule ngqaba ngqoza
ngqaba ngqoza manyama amire nerongo
something like that yevo kambe zvuri kadaba likalitola jani emakaya khona ngapo tina lati ngapa isiphilo okuzwayo sebeni ye udaba esikoka ngalo lamhlanje sikhangela khona apo ke okukhulunywa ngama-war veterans abathi bona sebefuna ukuthi babe lokunye abakubambileyo khona ngale Zimbabwe ongani kumqoka yiloko ukuthi bafuna ukuthi omunye wabo athathe isikhundla sikamongameli Robert Mugabe yena engani sekhuluphele. Siyawazi njalo ukuthi kulabanye abathi ngcono isikhundla leso sithathwe ngumnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa yena osekelwa ngabalwela impi yenkululeko okuthiwa ngama-war veterans. Kuzobuya labanye ke abathi isikhundla lesi sihlale ngekhaya sikhangelwe sibanjwe ke ngunkosikazi Grace Mugabe. Kodwa abaningi bathi akumelanga kuhambe njalo, kumele ukuthi abantu babe betshintshana nje bengena esikhundleni senesiyana santando ukuthi nxa ukuthi ufakwe ngabantu esikhundleni kumele ungene khonapho. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu njengoba kulo mhlangano omkhulu kusasa wama-war veterans lo mongameli Mugabe. Khulumani sizwe zulu kunjalo mfowethu.
Gibbs, I think we have our first two guests lined up. First, we have retired Colonel Thomas Ngwenya, ex-Zipra commander. Retired Colonel Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening.
And thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
And we are also being joined by Mr. Max Mkandla. Mr. Mkandla, also a former Zipra combatant. Mr. Mkandla, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank
and
you.
Later You're on, welcome. We hope to be joined by Honorable Irene Zindi, a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party and also an ex-combatant. We'll call her later on after about 30 minutes. She has a prior engagement, and we hope we'll be able to also get her on board. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Mr. Mkandla. There is a meeting tomorrow that is between the war veterans and the president, and a lot of issues are being discussed here. So tell us, what is your take on the meeting that is coming tomorrow?
Yeah, well, that's a very good meeting because it's just a meeting without action. It is a meeting of reminding each other how one joined the armed struggle or why, how one was accepted into the leadership of the armed struggle after so many years in detention. Therefore, I think that discussion will be a very good discussion. There will be just a discussion. I don't foresee a proper action is expected if they will take any further action other than that.
And retired Kenny Ogwenya.
Good evening.
Good evening. What is your take on this meeting? Do you think it's significant?
Which meeting is that?
The one between President Robert Mugabe and the war veterans.
Well, it's a I'll specifically put it in this manner. The war veterans would like to be looked after as war veterans, not as Zimbabweans as such. Thank you.
So what are the implications of this kind of meeting, Kenneth Ngwenya? What do you think will come out?
Maybe he has got something for the war veterans. But what about the masses? The masses are the people we fought for. And they are the people who does the voting. They are the majority of the voters.
So you are saying there should not be any separation between the masses and the war veterans? Your motto was the masses, I mean, it's like fish and water.
No. I'm saying, I personally would say they should go and see the president. It is quite good to see him because he's the commander-in-chief of the army. The army is the supreme of the war veterans, as I would put it. We are war veterans, even those who didn't join and so on, they are part and parcel of the army, and they have their loyalty to the commander-in-chief. But if they've got grievances, they have the privilege to ask for the audience to go and meet him.
Thank you so much, retired Kenneth Ngwenya. Please do stay on the line. And also, Mr. Mkandla, please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Yeah, lomnuzana ke uVolta Moyo okonangale ke eGwanda. Baba Moyo, ungachona njani?
Siyachona, Gibbs, uchona njani?
Ngichona kakhulu, ungabuka ngone kwani?
Yeah, ngise ngkhwali.
Ngokunjani ekhwali?
Hayi, khonokho nje kungani umumo wakho ungani kuyagodola nyanyana namhlanje.
Kodwa macimbi liwe lagola phela.
Ngakabi khona Gibbs.
Ah. Isimanga, eh?
Yeah.
Ungathi nike ngalokho kwenzakalayo khona ngale yala. Kumele kwenzeke kusasa.
Mina ngithi indaba yendle endle kakhulu ukuthi ama veterans ahlangane laye upresident. Singakhohlwa ukuthi yibo abalwela leli lizwe nothi inkokheli ebezihlezi emahoteleni. Ama-veteran yibo abaphatha umbhobho. Akulo umuntu ongabatshela ukuthi bona bayingxenye e-ruling party. Yibo isisindo kungayisibo aluba leli lizwe alikho. Kumele namhla bahlangane laye, bakhulumisane laye umgabe, bakhulume lokho okubahluphayo. Into eqakathekileyo amele bayifunde kunjalo kusukela namuhla bengazenzi ingxenye e political party kumele bona bengasekeli any party ezomba ngazwe abahlale beyi association ukuthi la kusasa bathola uncedo loba luvela kuwani loba luvela kubani namhlanje izami bakhafula kunje kubuhlungu kakhulu balwile abafowethu
kodwa ubona kuyaphumani mnumzana moya emhlanganweni lo
no kumele kuqhamuka okuqhamukayo ngoba vele abafowethu besiyempini babesazi ukuthi ukufa kukhona lokuphila kukhona whether akuvunyelwana nabo kumele betsho ukuthi leyo phathi esasicabanga ukuthi iyasikhokhela sasithiyana layo and asoze sayisupporta asoze sayikhampeyinela bathiyane layo kufanywe enye iphathi kuyiwe phambili
kodwa phela kukhanya ngazani okunye okuyabe kukhulunywa ngakho lapha yokuthi ongathatha isikhundla sikamongameli njengoba sekugukeka kangaka kungaba ngumbani so ngani yikho khona okungani kuyahlupha pho kuzakhulunywa yini kumbe lapha siyazixoxela nje
ukuthi wazakhuluma mbani
ye ozathatha isikhundla sikamongameli Robert Mugabe kukhanya ngazani yikho okuhluphayo la
abantu baningi ilizwe leli lisiba khona kube kungazakali ukuthi ngubani ozazalwa alibuze loba ngubani ongafunwa ngabantu uyasithatha leso sikhundla akulo wabhalwayo ngubani ukuthi nguye ozazalwa abe yinkokeli yaleli lizwe
eyi yazi ukhulume njengeoveterani kenjani lawo ngusibakhululi
lakathesi mfowethu ngibuhlungu
aha umaleveni usuwaya ngabi lokho ekhona
athi umaleveni sewafa laphana egwanda gibs
oh umnyama omkhulu bantu
sewabhubhu mfowethu
hayi kulungile ke mnumzana Volta sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho ngihwali ubabone
thanks kakhulu
yes bona kakhulu so that was Mr. Volta Moyo is phoning from Gwanda South that is in Hwali. He was saying that it's good that war veterans should meet with the president. But he says the problem is, you know, there could be some issues that are going to be discussed. But at the end of the day, maybe if ever there are differences, they should be spelled out, you know, those kind of differences. And he says that, you know, the war veterans should tell him the truth. And he's one of the war veterans, Volta, here.
And of course, the war veterans are actually meeting on their own at the moment as we speak, but I had the privilege to actually talk to the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. That is Mr. Douglas Mahia. Mr. Douglas Mahia. Let's just take a listen, Gibbs, to what he had to say about tomorrow's meeting. Mr. Mahia, how far have you gone with your registration for the meeting with your patron?
The registration is going on although slow. The process is very slow.
What is delaying the process?
I think it's logistical problems and stationery.
So will you be able to gather the 10,000 people by Thursday?
Yeah, that is quite possible, despite the problems.
And, Mr. Mahia, what is your take on the remarks by the president that all veterans are just in association, they should not dictate to the party what it should do?
I think allow me to reserve my comment for the moment because we are yet to meet him. That may jeopardize the results of the meeting.
Talking about other issues, you were also not happy with some of his cabinet ministers, and you specifically mentioned Mr. Kasukwere and Professor Jonathan Moyo. Is this an issue that you are still going to table at the meeting?
We will talk about them in principle, but that's not our focus.
In principle, what do you mean? It's just an issue that you raise, but won't be the focus of the discussion.
We will talk about it, but that's true. We will not focus on that. We will only talk about it in principle.
But we can say you are not happy with their conduct.
Sure, their conduct leaves a lot to be desired because we then start to wonder whether they are the people who are leaders in a ZANU-PF that the ZANLA combatant and the ZIPRA combatant that fought and won the war.
And what are some of the issues that will come up for discussion? It's just your welfare, right?
Yeah, that's our welfare. And maybe that which we are going to discuss in principle. And I think generally that's that.
was there. That was the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, Mr. Douglas Mahia, talking about the crunch meeting tomorrow. Gibbs.
Yes, mzule lapake umnumzana uDouglas Mahia yena oyisikhulumeli se War Veterans Association. Wakala siti belihlangana kusasa lo mongameli uMgabe. Okunye ababekhuluma ngakho ke ngokuthi kulabanye abahluphayo especially abaphatha intambo bakahulumende. Abanye bangkhona uthi ke umnumzana uKasikwere kuzobuya ke lo Professor uJonathan Moyo. Uthi abakwenzayo kungakulunganga. Lapha mbona ngani ukukhuluma ke ngokuthi bakhanyazani bafuna uGrace Mgabe kumbe ngithi unkosikazi iGrace Mgabe athatha isikhundla sikamongameli xa kungenzakala okunye kuye. Njalo uphinde wathi ke bakhuluma ngesimo sama-veterans ukuthi kambe bangabe bephethwe njani. Mbona zani lo muntu osecingweni?
Sinamkomati Nashe. Makadi mkomati Nashe. Nari mkomati Nashe inenge yatinetsei. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Mkandla. Mr. Mkandla, are you still on the line?
Quite well.
Yes, and Mr. Mkandla, why is it taking so long to address some of the issues that the war veterans are raising? You know, the issue of their health, social welfare. Why is it taking long?
Well, it has to take so long because the war veterans, they don't have the real minister of War Veterans Association. Therefore, there is no one who is taking care of this. The other port of call, especially for this meeting of the War Veterans to meet the president, is to try to whip the leadership of ZANU and then also to prune the leadership of ZANU to step down. The party which is actually calling itself that they are the ruling elite or the ruling political party is led by none other than criminals or political criminals. Therefore, it is now the duty of the war veterans to detect the pace and then to point to the real aims and the objectives of the armed struggle. Besides that, it is just a mere fallacy to say they are meeting the president just to remind him about the consequences of the welfare, etc., etc. It has got nothing to do with the welfare. Let us just put the administration of the country straight. Let us put that ruling party's structure first and then make sure that the administration of the political, that political party as ZANU-PF is actually led by none other than war veterans themselves. Besides that, we will be not doing anything. Because you cannot tell us, No. We are no longer children, though, even though I'm not part and parcel of ZANU. But the fact is, these people have enticed the nation, pretending as if they are actually true leaders of this country. They are not leaders of the country, but they are leaders of thieving. Corruption. As we are right now, there is this issue of 15 billion, which was clearly stolen from that Chiazwa diamond by a person who is well known. And then our problem, again, as war veterans, we are given too much time to and then respected the family of the president instead of respecting the constitution. Therefore, these people who are actually trying to meet the president as war veterans themselves, they have to put the record straight that the ZANU-PF structure to be dissolved and then be led by none other than the war veterans themselves.
Okay, Mr. Mkandla.
The war practical on the ground.
Mr. Mkandla, we want to bring in retired Kenny Ngwenya, the Gibbs.
Now retired Kenny Ngwenya, are these war veterans meeting the president representing some of the former Zipras and former Zandlers, or they are representing themselves?
It's a very interesting question. But what it should be specifically whether the all the elements of Zanda and Zipra are taken care equally. If the question is in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, when it comes to problems are not for the war veterans. It is for the administrators that should put every house in order.
Mm. So, ngibuze ngisindebele ukuthi baba ngwenya laba okumele bayihlangana lo mongameli umgabe kambe bamele lubani lawo bakumelele kumbe la uzahamba kuhamba njani retired Kenan.
Chikambe bakithi ngingamotsha isole yami ngizimotsha ngisiya khona kabahambe lokho abazakunikwa lami kusho ukuthi ngizakunikwa kodwa iqiniso lihle bangakuthembiswa 35 years or 36 years what has happened to this country? That is the question okumele sizibuze umbuzo okumele sizibuze wona ukuthi kuyini abantu kabayenze into ekhanyayo ayikhona ukuzenza omina mina nxa kulisela isela liyagwetshwa kulo mthetho wokuthi isela nxa ligwetshwa loba liyangena entolongweni kuphela loba liyahamba liyequnya intambo kuphela
hayi siyakuzwa sibili kukene libamba khonapho ungayikatshani so he's raising very interesting issues here he's saying things very euphemistically you know but he's saying at the end of the day there are so many promises that were made since independence. Some people will meet the president tomorrow and be promised a lot of things. And then the big question is, what has happened to Zimbabwe during the past 36 years? That's a very big question, I think.
Indeed. Regarding Mbotaore Nechi, Shoda Bichana, Kuna Baba Mkandla, Tichiti, mataura emikuti vakarwa hondo havanofanira kuudza vamugabe kuti aiwa vanofanira kuchienda pamujikandigere munoona paine vanoita here zvivindi kutaura izvi kana kuti hapana chinobuda pakungopedzera edu hoko padehwe retsindi
vakomana vane zvivindi varipo they will tell him vachamuudza kutaura of course nokuti kana vasungwa vanenge vasungwa asi vachitaura chokwadi kuti iye zvino yave nguva yemawo veterans kuti ngavatungamirire nokuti ndiyo vaiziva zvavairwira kuhondo avakangoenda kumajera ava kumadetainees uku kumatorongo uku vamwe vakasungirwa mbada kutakura chikwegwe chechikumba chembada vamwewo vachisungirwawo zvakasiyana siyana haiwa haititatiri nguva yacho nokuti yezvino hatichisina kana mari takawana dhora riri mari panapa richibva kupounds from pounds to dollars na1970 saka pari zvino mari yacho haitisipa pave nebond coin iyaiya ndiyo yavepo yakunzi inongove nokungoinzana neamerican dollar kuchinyeperwa vanhu saka iye zvino nyaya iripo ndeyokuti ngavachiudzwa chokwadi varipo vakomana vandinoziva vapindako hongu kune iyo accreditation yacho iri kuitwa iyoyo dzamwe dzimweni nguru vanotadza kuzopinzwa ipapo but those are dedicated guys vanonosvika vachitaura kuti veduwe imbogarai pasi kwete mutungamiriri wenyika chete asi utungamiriri hwacho ndohwezani tinotangira kuparadza utungamiriri hwezani nokuti ndohwo hwacho huri kutungamirira nohukupapa hakuna kuti kune gurupu yainonzi gurupu 40 kana kuti lacoste vese hapana nekodzero yokutungamirira nyika ino kunze kwemauto ivo pachezvavo as war veterans ndo vangagone kunotungamirira nokuti ndo vacho kavaitaurira vanhu kuti kana tatora Zimbabwe tichazvogara zvakati 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 ava vadzwere kumatirongo nokumidzimbawo Saka ngavambogara pasi kwatiratidza kuti nyika inotungamirwa sei. Munhu wemuZimbabwe, mwana weZimbabwe, mwana wefu anombode chii? Chii chinokodzerana nomwana weZimbabwe?
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru baba Mukandla, rabai zvenyu muri parunare. Rega tiende kuna mumwe muteereri wedu, mukoma Piri, makadini?
Tosimba, wakadini kobisa.
Aiwa, isu tiri nani zvedu. Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa, musangano wakakosha pakati pava Mugabe nevakarwa hondo yerusununguko.
Chekutanga makadini chandifonera.
Aiwa, isu tiri nani zvedu.
Alright. Hai, musangano zvavo. But toda kumboziva kuti iwo musangano wacho uyu unenge uchiramba uchingoitiwa musangano zvinhu zvichingoramba zvachingoitwa zvakadaro. Kwatinomboitisavo kuti ivo vanhu vatadze kuionavo kwatakabva kwese, kuti takabva kupi, kwakamira sei, nekupera kuri kuita ivo vanonziva maovheterenza acho iwavo. Zero tikavapovo, taivapovo pahondo yacho, takabata hondo yacho takadaro. Saka vamwe vari kutaura apa tiri kunzwa sekuti vari kungoti hanziko commander in chief, commander in chief. Hatisi kunyatso kunzwisisa ipapo kuti commander in chief uyu ndiye ega here? Ndiye ega here anokwanisa kuti zvinhu zvese zvidini zvifambe zvakanaka? Hapana vamwewo here vanokwanisa kuita basa iroro?
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vapiri nemibvunzo yenyu iyoyo. Tinotenda zvikuru, tinotenda nekuenda muchirongwa chedu. Of course, you heard from Mr. Piri, South Africa. You're saying, people are just saying commander-in-chief. As if there are no other people who are capable of leading the nation. I think he's alluding to the fact that there is need, according to him, for leadership renewal, Gibbs.
Sibuye ke Richard Kennel Ngwenya, kukanya zani ke uyakhuluma lapho baba ufone leyo. Uthi nxa sokukhangelwa sibili abantu bephosa ilihlo phambilini, bathi songcono ukuthi ngake abanye abantu bamiswa mpitshana ukuthi basebenze, bonabo ababamba izikhundla kuZANU PF. So ke kugoqela umongameli phela khonapho, kambe wena ungathi ukubona njani, kambe kuya ngaphi konke lokho?
Akunalutho olunye oluqinileyo ngaphandle kokuthi abantu bazenzele into eyiyo ezakwenza abantu babo babe bahlale kuhle. Maye kuyikuthi kule ndlala kulowo mnyaka kube le ndlala, kungazabe yindlala yabalutshwana. Ayikhona ukuthi kuthiwe hatshi sokule ndlala kodwa abanye bayasuda. Njalo inhlanganiso akula nhlanganiso eyabekwayo ukuthi yiyo ezabusa ibuse kokuphela kuthi abantu bazirangene emagodini.
So ke uyatsho sel ukuthi kungangcono kufika isikhathi phela sokuthi abantu batshintshane phela, kube lokuguquka okuncane.
Kumele batshintshane, batshintshane. Where there is a wrong, i-wrong ikorrekthwe, ilungiswe.
Nxa
umntu etshentshile abotshwe, nthe nxa umntu ebotshiwe abotshwa ngenejele.
Ye, kunjalo siyakuzwa. Sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana, Richard Kennel.
Richard Kennel Ngwenya and Mr. Mukandla, please do stay on the line. We'll continue with our discussion, but for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But there's also a silver lining. The good news is that we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned.